The North Carolina Board of Education did something unusual this month. It turned down 5 charter school applicants that had been recommended for approval. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
The state-appointed advisory group had endorsed those 5 schools, but the votes were split. Some members had concerns about things like finances, curriculum, and how well school leaders could articulate their plans. The State Board of Education was confused. When Bonnie Cohn Classical Academy, planned for Charlotte, came up at this month's board meeting, State School Board member Eric Davis of Charlotte had this question.
Given the comments, why was it approved?
The advisory group's chairman, Alex Quigley, tried to explain.
There is a feeling on the board that the area that the school is going to be in would be able to attract the enrollment desired. There's a need for more classical programs.
That response wasn't good enough. The state school board ended up rejecting that school, Ridgeview in Gaston County, and 3 others that received split votes. State Board of Education Chairman Bill Kobe says he's comfortable with that outcome.
I don't want to sign off on any charter applicant that I believe is likely to fail. And you would say, well, that's being risk averse. I say, no, that's just being prudent.
That decision did not go over well with some on the advisory group. At its meeting last week, Alan Hawk said the state school board shouldn't have second-guessed the group.
If they have not looked over the application, if they don't have the experience with success and failures that we've seen, where do they have the temerity to turn down our recommendations?
The State Board of Education did end up approving 2 charter schools that received split votes from the advisory group, plus 6 other schools. 2 of them are planned to open in Charlotte in the fall of 2017. That's Movement School, an offshoot of Sugar Creek Charter School, and a military-themed charter called Uproar Leadership Academy. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.